This is MuckDog from thelearninggroove.blogspot.com. It is Wednesday, January 19th, 2011. This is audio boo number 55. Hey, I am out taking a walk and it is quite windy. Blew the fog out of Sacramento. But that also means I might get some feedback on the microphone. So if that's the case, then, well, you'll never know because I won't upload it. Anyways, yeah, Sacramento gets socked in with fog in January, and we hardly ever see the sun, but we will probably see it tomorrow if the wind keeps up. Anyways, well, if you read the blog, you know I sold my QQQQ, my NDX holdings, and basically lightened up. I've been a little concerned about the market's potential for correction. As you know, we've had quite a run-up since August 30th. And, you know, just looking at the calendar, look at what happened last January, plus the black box, of course, always been warning me for a while now, but, you know, the market really hasn't had too many Januaries above 2.5% return, and the S&P 500 actually just won the last 60 years, and I thought, you know, we are in rarefied air, and looking at the calendar, looking at what happened last year, looking at the black box, and this is options week, so, you know, it probably tends to be volatile anyways. I did decide to lighten up yesterday as I wrote on my blog. And plus, I just had this voice in my head telling me, you know, book some gains. Now, I did rotate most back into lower beta holdings and a little cash. So I am hopefully positioned to take advantage of any bottoming process that will happen in the weeks to come from this correction. If it is a correction, I mean, who the heck knows, right? This thing's been defying the odds for a while. Anyways, that's about it. For the market, Steve Jobs and Apple, I hope he's doing okay. You know, I was thinking about Apple stock and that hit, well, how well it's been doing. And even with the news on Steve Jobs, it actually held up okay over earnings. I mean, the earnings are just gangbusters. I mean, those numbers were incredible. They're just, Apple product is flying off the shelves. And this is a little bit different than 10 years ago, right? I mean, or even 2004 and 2008. I mean, Apple has now established itself as a major player in mobile computing. So even if Steve Jobs doesn't return, they're in a position now because they are well respected among consumers. And, you know, opening up with Verizon and an iPhone there and the iPad selling well, you know, you could see them continuing to gain market share with or without Steve. So the money may roll in. The only thing I'm concerned about, as I mentioned on the blog, and is the possibility of the PE multiple on the stock contracting, although I heard today it's only, if you look at next year's revenues, it's only like 14, so maybe it's not too bad. I better turn around, it's kind of windy that way. Anyway, so well, that's my thought on Apple, and you know, I have a hunch I'll end up buying a new iPad when they come out, and I suppose a lot of people will, and continue to upgrade the phones with ever-improving technology. It is a great product. And, you know, remember everything they sell in the iPhone store, the App Store, and in iTunes. I mean, it doesn't matter if Steve's there or not, they will continue to make those sales. Regis Philbin leaving whatever show's he on in the morning. You know, I've never seen that show. But that seems to be all the headlines. As I was heading out for a walk tonight, I saw Entertainment Tonight talking about it and kind of laughed because, you know, I guess when I was a kid, you know, you used to watch those shows in the morning. And it's just kind of funny to see that, you know, I guess a lot of people still do who have days off. Get to sit and watch TV in the morning. How great would that be? Gosh, even when I have days off, I don't sit and watch TV in the morning. Let's see what else. I'm out walking, so yeah. I guess I'll just call it a naughty boo. Oh, I know what else. I am, you know, I'm currently at a Blogspot domain. I'm at thelearningcurve.blogspot.com, as I say in the intro. And I am thinking about moving to a new domain. Of course, the learning curve is taken, so I have to come up with something new. But that may happen. And if that happens, then some of my links and stuff like that may not work. But anyways, see ya. the music in the background is from 3 Feet Up, God Talks Back, from Podsafe Music at musicvalley.com.
By a concept that's hidden up someone's sleeve. Well, there's a thread that tells you to it. Just ask and you will receive. And if you're prepared for an answer using words exclusively, then you might want to study languages that flourish non-verbally. Listening doesn't always